Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
we are the children of the world, I would tell you, we're getting ready for Christmas. I don't know if you're getting ready. They had a shoot up Oak Brook Mall. They had a shooting. These kids still shooting in the mall. This is divine love, divine tax, divine will of God, divine prophecy, and all the other stuff you want to name tonight. I'm glad that you came tonight to tell you that God is God. And that's one God. God of the wind, the God of the universe. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I'm going to say it again. Some of you caught up. Christmas. Every day should be Christmas. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Now, I want to say that tonight. Tonight we come to talk about this virus, where we're going. I had Professor Cook on earlier, but I want to share some things with you tonight that it might help you understand. We just had a big storm down south, and they was telling me they had a big accident coming from Milwaukee. 4 or 5 people got killed. We have to slow down. We have to slow down and let God do his thing. You know, ride there, and we're getting ready for the $1 trillion flow. We're getting ready for the new year, 2022, debt-free, break yokes. So God is going to do some things for you tonight. Hope you brought your Bible. Psalms 119, East, West, North, and South, Francis. Pearl, I don't know, did I give you a number? Now call me tonight, Pearl. I got a message for you. I ain't going to tell you over there. To keep you awake, because you know you'll fall asleep on me. You know, we're getting ready to go into another year, and everybody taking shots and taking a booster. That's 3 shots. And we're going to end up taking more shots. That was 100 police out at the mall. And they're still out there looking for the shooter. Young boys out there fighting. Shooting. All of them got guns. They're shooting the place up. That's the kind of negativity that's going on in this country. Policeman up in Minnesota shot that young man. They found her guilty. There's something wrong. If she's been on the force that long, she don't know the difference from a taser and a pistol. And, you know, that's what happened with that. I'm going to pray, Father, open our eyes. Maybe our eyes will open up. We need to let that open up. The mall in Oak Brook Mall.
Open eyes that we may see tomorrow.
going into 2022, I want you to open your minds and get ready. I'm praying for you tonight. I'm going to share some prophecy with you tonight. But I want to say to you, I want you to get ready for God to open up a door for you and get ready for next year to be debt free. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. April, I'm praying for you. Francis, I'm praying for you. I don't know where Mary at. Sister Hawking ain't on. I guess she fell asleep or she's shopping. They was in the mall in Chicago, and they had a shootout in the mall. I told y'all about the mall. They had a car accident coming from Minnesota up in Wisconsin, killed a lot of people. Stay off the road. Get someone to sit down. Then you got this new accident coming in. You got the new virus that people got to test. And I'm telling you tonight, as I look, there's storm back to back. But until man get it together, until man make his mind up, he's going to serve God and serve God in the right way. I want to thank those young men in jail that gave so much to Inglewood. Brother Larry Hoover in jail, but he made sure the people in Inglewood get some. Brother Jeff Ford, he in jail. He made sure that Inglewood and Woodlawn got some toys, and they in prison. These boys are political prisoners, and they've been there for 20 years. And all the killing and the shooting going out here, and they got these young men in jail. And the people that put them in jail, they dead. And one thing the governor said, he said he was innocent, and he was innocent, and they still locked him up. They say he was selling the seat. How can you sell a seat when you don't have a seat? But that's what they do. But tonight, we ask the Father, open the eyes up that people may see. I'm praying for you and you tonight. I got a special Psalms, them that come on. I'm not going to give it to them without they come on. And I'm going to give it out, and I want you to begin to read it. 37 number Psalms, 22, Revelation 22. Verse 1, 2, and 3, Proverbs 22, 1, 2, and 3, and Psalm 22. Now, when you read that, if you don't understand it, you let me know. I'm concerned about the guns, so many guns. They hijacked the senator. The boy pulled out a gun and hijacked one of the state senators. And her husband is out of hand, and can't nobody put it back together but God and prayer. When we pray, things will happen. When we pray for the power of the Holy Ghost to come down, the God of the wind, the God of the fire, the God, he said, we got to straighten up. I say. I'm praying for you tonight, wherever you might be. I want you to know tonight that God said high and look low. And I see somebody being wonderful blessed with a new home. I see somebody with a new car. I'm seeing somebody being debt free. Glory, hallelujah. All your bills paid and the money you got is in your pocket. You don't owe it to nobody. And I think the Bible says, be a lender, not to borrow you. You be the one to lend, not to borrow it. No, when I look in the black community, we got funeral homes. And we got liquor stores, we got beauty parlors, and we don't own none of them. We do own a couple of funeral homes because black-on-black crime is cutting up. And over this $7 trillion that we spend, that's how much money our buying power is. 67 or 68, I'm going to say 90%, 67%, I'm going to say 90% buying power that black folks got right now. We got millionaires. Buying something on Christmas ain't gonna feed me next year. Teach me how to fish. I ain't got to ask you to fish. Teach me how to be economic. I ain't got to worry about you handing me something for Christmas. I'll get my own. We're praying for those that are locked up, especially prayer out for Larry Rubin and Jeff Ford. These young men was young leaders, charges, and all this stuff. And the man come on TV, said, "You, Larry Hoover, the most dangerous man of this century." That's a lie. The most dangerous man of this century was Trump and his crowd. Nobody said nothing. It's all about the politics. It's all about political. And that's what it's all about. And we've been left out. We've been left out. They, you know, they redline it. When you buy a house, you pay more. You buy a car, you pay more. Because we've been cut out. Racism, white supremacy is real in America. In our education system, our music system, in our business system, anywhere you turn, your racism will hold its head up and you try to cover it. You can't cover up a lie. You can't cover up people have been doing, killing and murdering people for years. You can't cover that up. Because the blood is at the altar. And the blood of justice and equality is crying out, you know, for justice. So I want to let you know that you can't hide that. I'm going to play Father over our eyes. Because praying for Dale's fan, Purpose fan, we're praying for you. All is well. And Mr. Coop, God bless you, going on. He passed. And, you know, he had Coop Records all over Chicago. He passed today, so he's going on to be with the ancestors. Father, open our eyes tonight where we might see, where we might understand.
Open eyes that we may thank you.
just want you to know God is in control of everything. And you know what happened in Minnesota. They found the police guilty for shooting the young man in the car. Tried that she was innocent, but she's been there 20 years. You don't know the difference from a taser and a gun. Something wrong with that picture. I'm glad the truth come out. And there's so many that didn't get that truth. So many died innocent, but this is what happened. I'm praying tonight for you and you. Christmas coming, and Jesus is the reason for the season. And I want you to get ready to go into 2022 for a new look on life. We can start your business. I say, and things can work for you. Mary, I haven't heard from you today. And I want to tell you, Lisa, I'm praying for you. God bless you this morning. And those who called me, I want to give you a scripture. And I want you to explain to me if you don't understand it. Pearl is Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mary is Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, and 3. Take it down. I'm taking my time, but Pearl won't say I talk too fast. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Y'all should know that by heart. And I want you to read Psalms 22. The whole Psalms 22. I don't know what it said, but you read it. And then I want you to read Psalms 118. I want you to read it east, west, north, and south. The Spirit told me to tell you that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God said, I might do some prophesying tonight. That's what I think I'd do. Is you on him? Prophesy to you. So when I prophesy to you, I tell you, I got my prophecy for 2022. I got it out. Mary, I got to send you a copy. Pearl, I got to send you a copy. I want you to get a copy. Don't forget, plant your seed for 2022. If you got a need, you plant a seed. You can tell me. I write it down and put it on the altar. You know, because the post office is so slow now. They just emailed the letter and didn't get the letter for 2 weeks. And she had been back to Chicago and back. What I'm telling you, we got communication by the internet, the telephone, all of that. So we want God to work quick, fast, and in a hurry for you. As the Father, open our eyes where we might see. They had a shooting in the mall. That's Oak Brook Mall in Chicago. And they had 100 police there. Two black boys got to fighting and shooting each other in the mall, bringing that ghetto stuff to the mall. And people running for their life. But I told you last year, they're going to be shooting in the mall. He's going to be shooting in the school until the man change his philosophy. A mirror until the man come and say, what can I do to help black folks? I mean, y'all said, what I'm saying tonight, racism and white supremacy is real. Martin Garvey talked about it. Martin Luther King talked about it. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Roberson talked about it. And here it is, 2021, we still talking about racism and white supremacy. And what that means, that they don't want you to live. It ain't but one thing in the black community. We got the only thing making money in the black community is the funeral home, you know. And then you got the Arabs selling liquor and grocery. And you got the Asians getting fixing your hair, getting your wigs, all that. Where is the black businesswoman? Where is the black businessman? Where's all the young folks that are getting out of college, you know, pull their pants up, and young ladies put some clothes on and start a business? It's a shame. Biden paying $250 for each woman that got a child. I've seen a Mexican woman with about 20 children, you're going to get $250 for all of them, put the ad together. I seen a Mexican. She had about 5 kids. She's going to get $250 from the government each month. Just got him. They can call it dream if you want to. But me and you been anytime. We've been here that long. Why something ain't set up for us? The temperature is up and down. I think we got about 11 degrees here. There's storms in Florida. There's storms down in Nashville. And God is just doing his thing. And, you know, the people that I come out the closet. Yes, let me help you out. God is out the closet. And he going to make you do right or he going to tear it down. Flood, storm, tornado. They had an earthquake in California. I think Monday, Tuesday. You know, they're going to have an earthquake in Russia, too. They're going to have one in Alaska. Now, this is prophecy. And when you look out, when you get up and look out at night, or early in the morning, you might see a flying saucer. Because they're going to be sighted. You're going to see UFOs next year, 2022. This is Pearl going into 2022 to be debt-free. I mean, a lot of people is in debt. They're going to get in debt. They're going to buy refrigerators, everything. They'd be in the debt to next year. But the Spirit told me, be debt-free. And God going to bless you that way. If you just be debt-free, God going to open up a better door for you. And God going to do something for you in a special way. Now, tonight, I'm looking for divine healing. A lot's going on, and I can feel the energy of our ancestors, you know, and when you feel the energy of ancestors, they got a word, and the word is healing and deliverance, and some of you, they got a little money, they're going to spend it all, not at the casino, they're going to spend it all, and then they'll wake up Monday broke, they lose at the casino. They lose it in the store. The store is set up at Black Friday. I ain't never heard of that, but they come up with something new. Christmas get over, get ready for the next holiday. They always got a holiday. Dr. King birthday coming up. And then they got Easter. They got holidays in between holidays. You know, and I was young. Vietnam veterans and soldiers fought, and look how they acting with us now. Look what's going on with us now. So much happening. Going through tonight, I'm going to play this record, and I want God to clear some things up for you tonight. I want God to touch you in a spiritual way. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. You know, we've been on the air. Mary, I don't know how long we've been on the air. Mary knows. But what I'm saying, we've been trying to deliver the word to you and knowledge from God. And if I see it, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to tell you what God got for you. And going into this virus situation, I want you to get some ginger tea and some turmeric and put it together. I wanted to get some, the Spirit told me today, get some root and fix that together and drink it and help you. And now, Mary, I want you to get that. And then, Pearl, stay on your prune juice. Take your prune juice, clean, keep it. If you keep your body flowing, can't nothing stay in it. When you study, make bowel movements, you're moving all that virus out of your body. Keep that prune juice and be sure to eat some vegetables. Stay away from a lot of salt right now. Because what Dr. Cook told me, that the 5G, when they give you the shot, they're putting some kind of medical in your But what he's saying, since they put the 5G, more people getting sick. People took, they took two shots, then they took the booster, they still got sick. So they said, wear your mask when you're going into the restaurant. Now you in New York, Chicago, California. When you walk in the restaurant, you got to show them your card. It's just like a driving license. Here my card. If you ain't got that card, you can't get in. If you ain't been tested, you can't get in. Okay? Can't go no football game, do none of it. But I want to know why they pushing the virus, pushing it. Now, if all of us in the United States get tested, we all get coming in from other countries that they ain't get no shot, see, and they dying. What you call it, just shut his doors down, London and Paris. And over in Israel, you can't even drive. You can't fly in. They don't want nobody. The town is shut down because of this virus so bad. So I just want you to know that. That's what happened. God stand up for you tonight. Don't let nothing stop you in your walk with God. Get ready for a special breakthrough tonight. But God, I see that they had floods and storms and things happening in the Midwest. But I just want to stay focused for God on what I thought for you. That things will work. I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to turn back, because God gonna heal you, deliver you, and 22 gonna be your year for breakthrough, for healing. Brother Coop passed on, Coop Records in Chicago. He passed today. God bless his family. There's no sign on earth that heaven cannot heal. Lots of people dying. Lots of people. But you got to pray. Stay focused with God. I don't want you to turn back.
Thank you.
Nobody, he brought you out. So I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Russell, for you, Mother Francis down in Algeria, and praying for you. And I want y'all to get that, Sister Delta. I'm going to send y'all the Sister Delta program, and Sister Delta will help you. Because there's so much going on. God to bless you. And doors open up for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. God to bless you. Every door closed, God opens up. I just want you to get ready. I just feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit moving quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to tell you, God got something for you. You know, the devil can't take it from you. God, that is something special for you for 2022. So get ready. Claim it. Let God do it for you. And he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I know that is a blessing stored up for you. You just have to reach out and get it. Let God do it for you.
Put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this.
I want you to take everything that the devil took from you and all the devil took from your ancestors. Well, how can I do that, Bishop? By praying. How can you do that? By making your life better and don't take nothing. By faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the such thing hope for everything. I said, faith. You got to have faith that God gonna bless you. You got to have faith that God gonna do something special for you. I say, our ancestors, you got to have faith God gonna do something new for you, for whatever you want. Mary, I decree a house for you. And I decree a healing for those that need to be healed tonight. I just see God doing miracles in 2022. Some going to die, but others going to live. And you have to demand that God want me to live because I got a great job that I got to do. I want to take you to
put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil does. Now,
everything that the devil does.
Woo!
jump on the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stomp on his head. Let him know you're going to get your job. And you want it all back. I mean everything. You might as well go into prison. See, some of y'all going to get this stuff. You're not playing. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Now, if this music don't help you praise them, I just don't know what will.
God is good, God is great, and God is greatly to be praised. You want everything that the devil stole, you want to take back by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the power, and thank God for the glory. Now, I want you to get ready. Now, this is the last month of the year. Last month of 2021. 2022, I want you to see for your blessing. I want you to ask God for what you want. And he said he's going to give you whatever you ask for. You have not because you ask not. What have you asked God for lately? When you ask God for something, he's going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I know God.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with disgrace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past.
Tell me God can't work miracles.
How do I know?
hospital had a surgery and they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Thursday night, God is healing. I've seen him do it. He'll do it for you and whatever you're going through. God bless you.